contact this morning. It's the upcoming school year. Kids are getting excited, picking out their first day of school outfit. And I feel like so is Gretchen Caruso, the president of DuBois Central Catholic School. We'll talk about what's coming up for the new school year there. Of course, every school year and every school situation looks a little different nowadays. We'll talk about, you know, the reality of the situation with COVID, but also more so than that, how the school system can provide that sense of stability and a sense of, you know, well-being and honestly love for kids as well. We'll talk about what we're most excited for and any advice for the upcoming school year. I'm Brittany Madera, your host of Contact. The guest this morning, Gretchen Caruso from DuBois Central Catholic, DCC, and our sponsor this morning, brought to us in part by Community County Services, family-based mental health.
Hi, folks. Are you having problems with your child at home? Is their behavior a problem? Are you at your wit's end? If so, call us for more information. Community County Services. We provide family-based mental health. Call for information at 371-8066. We work to help you keep your family together in a healthy way. Community County Services, 371-8066.
Well, it's almost time for the new school year, and so we figured we'd bring in, and I have to give it to Gretchen Caruso this morning. You've really made some time during a very busy season of your life. School starts Monday.
School starts on Monday, and we are very pleased to always share what's going on. So when you called, I jumped right on it, because if I can talk about DCC, I am there.
Absolutely. I mean, this is heartfelt. You can tell this is truly where your heart lies with DCC and making sure that these kids are well taken care of and that they're learning and that they're excited to learn. Of course, school nowadays does look a little bit different. We're going to talk about that reality of the situation.
Yes. So we, you know, the world is crazy around us. And so what our goals are this year, we had to once again create a plan for the kids to return to school. And as every school district, you have to make decisions. And so my decisions this year are made strictly on two things. How am I going to keep the students in school every day, in-person instruction, and how am I going to keep my students, faculty, and staff healthy and safe? So everything that is in our plan is geared to make those two things happen.
Wow, that is so well said. And of course, you know, it's a no-brainer to keep people safe and to keep them healthy. But the other side of that is keeping the kids in the school system and in person. What can you talk about with the stability that brings to not have kids constantly doing Zoom? Now, we're fortunate that technology is available whenever we need it, but what difference does it make to actually be there in person?
So going back, DCC was one of the first schools to ever be able to do online instruction. We started this many years ago with our cyber days, snow cyber days. So moving forward into what happened last year, we were the first school to transition into immediate educating students online every day. But the entire time you heard me say, in-person instruction is best. That is what I told my faculty and staff. That is what I told my parents. I have never wavered from that. And this year, we are taking that a step further, that we are strictly providing in person. Our online will only be available if a student does have to quarantine.
Okay.
Or if a health issue takes place, and that is something that we will work with the families. But we are no longer going to make it, you know, okay for kids to stay home every day. In-person instruction allows that deep interaction between our students and our faculty and staff. We have small class sizes. Every student matters. We know them by name. We want that interaction. Whole separate thing. Students need to be able to collaborate. They need to be able to articulate their thoughts and ideas. They need to be able to write well. They need to be team players. There are so many other skills that come as being in school rather than just doing schoolwork. And we value those things, and so they need to be in school to do that. Third aspect, mental health. There is nothing mentally healthy about a student being isolated, being behind a computer all the time. We want them in school where we can help them, evaluate them, help them to grow, and meet their needs emotionally and socially also. The interaction between students is so important, having and building friendships, working through problems that aren't always a positive friendship. So all of those things matter. And so that is why, you know, we still have online learning, but we're really pushing back to the classroom.
Yeah, I think it's so telling, the fact that you use the phrase deep connection, deep interaction. That's what it is.
Absolutely. I know you have worked or walked through our school before,
oh,
but
sure.
For the people listening, when you walk through our school, it is a different vibe, a different feeling. Our kids are genuinely happy kids. Our faculty and staff has chosen to be there knowing they're making less money, knowing that they don't have a paid retirement. They're there because they want to be there to help the kids. And we really pride ourselves on those connections that are made. And we want to take the place of their family during the hours that they're in school. We want to work with their parents or guardians to make it a positive, well-rounded experience. And so we're a team. There's no home life, school life. We're all working together to better the students.
Yeah, and that is very, very clear. And I think that's kind of what makes the DCC difference. Whenever you talk about the students, they are happy. You know, if you run into a kid from DCC, they look you in the eye.
They do.
They do.
Not always me, but they get nervous, I think, when they see me. But we're really fortunate. You know, I know that in our area, you know, Brookville, Brockway, Dubois School District, excellent education. Mm-hmm. I don't like to go head-to-head with any of those schools for education reasons. But the key thing that all of those schools is missing is the faith. And when you put God at the forefront of everything that we say and do, that creates a totally different package, a totally different atmosphere. So when we talk about the DCC difference, we're talking about our faith and the presence of God in our school every day. He is spoken about, He is written about, He is heard about, He is visually seen. So that's the DCC difference, is that connection that we have with our faith. And then on top of that, you're going to get a stellar education and all of the other things that you can receive from other schools.
Absolutely. You are obviously, I mean, you're passionate about DCC.
I am.
What are you excited for this upcoming school
so
year?
So this is, as we say, Mrs. Caruso's 26th year at DCC.
And, no kidding.
As an educator or an administrator or as the president. I mean, prior to that, I was a student there. So I love our school. So what am I excited about? I am excited for the students. As much as sometimes I could pull my hair out because they drive me crazy, I love them. Like, I absolutely love our students. They are just what makes the school exciting. It's why I do what I do. So on the first day of school, when they come rolling through the door, I'll be waiting there to greet them. And a lot of days when they leave, I'm waiting there to say goodnight to them. I always tell them to make good choices. I'm always telling them, you know, everything we do is for God. Let's bring it for Jesus is my catchphrase at school. So I'm really excited about the kids. More excited too. I'm excited about some of the new programs that we're offering. We are really regearing our curriculum to meet the kids' needs where they're at. Mm. So I use my daughter for every example. So little Gabby Caruso tells me she wants to do a career in technology, then we have got to align the classes that she's taking to prepare her for her future in technology. If somebody wants to do engineering, or if someone wants to go into manufacturing, all of those things, you need certain classes to head towards that direction. Whether we can offer it or whether we need to look into dual enrollment, we work with a lot of different colleges. We want to set the students up for where they want to go. And so that is not always a four-year college. Sometimes that's immediately into the workforce. That's mm-hmm. great. We want to offer our students opportunities to be successful and lead them in the right direction of where their end goal is.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And that's not to say, you know, everybody is still learning their multiplication tables, the basics, but
correct.
What a wonderful thing to have not just a cookie cutter system of, okay, everybody learns just this, off you go.
Right, right. It's not reality. I mean, you have to, and there's such a diverse, you know, our school used to be known as a college prep school. The majority of our students were all going on to four-year schools. That's not reality anymore.
No.
You know, and quite honestly, we don't want everyone going, I need a plumber. I need an electrician. Right. I need people in manufacturing. I know our local manufacturing and our different plants need people to work there. So, you know, we want to guide kids to where their talents are and let them know that's okay to do that. I will put one plug in that we are still one of the only schools in the area that does teach cursive handwriting.
Really?
I see that on Facebook all the time when they say they need to put cursive handwriting back in the schools. Well, it never left at the Catholic schools. So yes, they begin learning cursive after Christmas in second grade. And by third grade, they are experts at it. So
very, very
I take
sweet.
A lot of pride in that.
I'll have to pull that, yeah, out of my back pocket whenever somebody says, no kids learn cursive anymore. I have to say it, DCC.
They do it, DCC.
Now, in the classrooms as well, there are some other things that, you know, we really should bring to the forefront here. When I say in the classroom, actually, you have some outdoor classrooms nowadays.
We do. So through different grants that we received, we were able to build two outdoor classrooms. And that really helped last year. One of them was completed last year, which really helped in our plan of getting kids outside for learning when we were really deep into COVID. Mm-hmm. We were able to finish a second outdoor classroom this year. Both of those outdoor classrooms are at the middle high school end. If you've ever been on our property, you see the large Noah's Ark with all of the animals that BCAT created for our school. That is sort of our outdoor classroom for our little ones. Mm-hmm. And they go into the Ark and they can do learning and have fun in there. So it will create an opportunity to, again, get students outside, which we want lots of fresh air and keeping them healthy. But it just creates more learning space. And, you know, there's nothing better than being outside, getting some sunshine, particularly some of our environmental science courses and some of classes. We have a beautiful property, so they can be out there doing their thing and then continue the lesson in the outdoor classrooms.
That's wonderful. We do have about 12 minutes left, so I want to make sure that we have plenty of time to talk about, well, how kids and parents can be preparing for this school year. School at Du Bois Central Catholic, at Du Bois Christian, and at Du Bois Area School District all start on Monday. So this is the last minute rush. This is where
sure
all
is.
Of the emotions come out.
Sure is.
How am I going to get on the bus? What am I going to do? What advice do you have for everybody?
So I'm going to give the same three pieces of advice that I've given to my teachers and staff this year. First of all, patience. You have to have patience that this is an ever-changing situation. You have to have patience with your own child that, you know, some days they don't want to go to school or they're going to give you a hard time. Patience that sometimes there can be miscommunication. Just be patient and understand that everyone wants to work together. And it doesn't matter whether that's our school or any school. Nobody went into education to be mean or to be difficult. We all want the best for the kids. So be patient. The next one is preparedness. Be prepared for changes to occur. They are going to happen. How you react as a parent definitely reflects how your child is going to react to things. So if you are unhappy with something, please don't say that in front of your kids because they don't need to hear adult conversations. Right. Have that conversation privately with whoever you speak with, but you want to keep that idea that things are going to change. Make sure that you are communicating. And, you know, with the teachers, with the administrators in the building, make sure you're communicating with your child. You're staying on top of work and assignments and all of those things. The last is positivity. So it's my three P's. Nothing positive can happen unless you keep a positive, genuine, grateful attitude. I tell my faculty and staff, I get up every day and I am just grateful. I am grateful for the life God has given me. I am grateful to work in a place that I love. I'm grateful for the family that I have. When you come from a place of gratitude, it changes your whole perspective on life. So if you start this year with a positive attitude, positive things are going to happen. Mm-hmm. So be patient, be prepared, and have a positive attitude.
Yeah, three P's. You make three it P's. Seem so it's, so simple.
It is so simple. Absolutely.
What about just as everyday community members, especially if somebody either doesn't have a student or a grandchild or, you know, any family members who either go to DCC or any other school districts, maybe their kids are grown at this point, but they're thinking, gosh, this year has got to be a little bit difficult for the kids. How do we be better citizens? How do we support our school districts just as average community members?
So I would say there's a couple things. Well, first of all, pray. Pray for all of us. Pray for the, you know, starting at the top with the superintendents and myself as a president, our administrators, our faculty, our staff, and our students and their families. We need a lot of prayers. It's a tough world out there, and only God is going to guide us through, and I firmly believe that. So say prayers. Be attendant, attend things. Mm-hmm. Be at sporting events. Be at musicals and plays, and when kids are showcasing things, they are so excited and proud of their work, and we need to rally as a community to be excited about those things too. So, you know, when you see things in the newspaper, acknowledge it. I would say those are probably the two most important ways that you can do that. And then, of course, support fundraisers. There's always lots of fundraisers and things going on around our community. But just, again, being proud of the town that we live in, because I'm a big Du Bois person. You remove me from DCC, my next like big proud moment is being part of this community. I love it. We should be proud of it. Don't be knocking down and complaining about, you know, what the schools are doing or what they're not doing. Let's have that positive attitude and really just look at it as we're all trying to do the best we can do for our students, because that is where our heart is.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I love that you frame it with positivity and preparedness. And what was the first P?
Patience.
Patience is a good one. I love that that is where we're starting. Let's go a little more into the nitty gritty. Let's say either at DCC or whatever school district your kid might be attending. If you get into that point where things are really, really tough, they're not understanding one of their courses, or they're having trouble with maybe one of their teachers or a friend's situation, what's that first step? How do you support your kid and also make sure, like, okay, they're learning something from this situation as well?
Right. So it is extremely important the minute things are not going right. If you have a bad or uneasy feeling as a parent, you know, every kid is going to have a bad day. So you have to know your own child and how they're reacting to something. But you have to communicate. So communication needs to occur first with the teacher. Call the teacher and say, hey, my son or daughter is having a difficult time. What are you seeing in school? What do you suggest? Beyond that, if you are not satisfied, call the administrator. There is a principal in every single building in this area. Call the administrator and let them know. I've spoken to the teacher. I haven't really seen the results I would like. I'm a little bit concerned. This is the situation. The administrator is going to guide you in the correct direction. They're either going to set up a meeting with the teacher or the guidance counselor, depending on what the issue is. It is so important for students to have healthy relationships with friends. The word bullying is one of my biggest pet peeves, because there is a definite difference. Everything in life is not bullying. Sometimes kids just have bad manners and are rude. Right. You know, bullying is a completely separate element. Neither are acceptable, but we have to figure out what is actually going on. The schools can offer resources to the families. The school can offer education to the group of students that are involved with those things that are not, you know, great behaviors or attitudes. So it's all about communicating. Do not sit back and let things snowball. The minute something starts is the minute that you should be contacting the teacher or the administrator to let them know what's going on and what can we do coming from a proactive. You always want to be proactive. How can we work together to help my child to have a better experience, whether it's learning socially or emotionally?
I'm going to ask you to take off your administrator hat for a moment and put your mom hat on, because, you know, you do have, you know, you're a mother as well.
So, I am a mom.
So what if the breakdown in communication is not on the school side? What if it's your kids coming down, you know, down the stairs, you have breakfast or you have dinner and you say, oh, what's going on at school or how did school go? And they go, it was fine.
So clearly, you know my daughter.
Oh,
because
yeah.
that was the answer. It's good. It's good. that is creating an atmosphere. Mm. That's not just going to happen day one unless that is the connection that you have created with your children. So not that I am like mom of the year by any means, but number one, phones go away. Mm. You have to set up a time where there is going to be communication, whether that is on the car ride home every day, whether that is at the dinner table, whether that is, you know, 10 or 15 minutes before they go to bed at night. There has to be some set aside time that this is when we are going to connect as a family, or you with your children, whatever it's going to be. Technology, phones, everything goes away, both parent and child,
right?
Because we set the example and you just talk. And so if their answer is it was good, then you proceed further. Okay, can you tell me what two things were good today? Make them give you two things. If there was something that you could have changed about today, what would that be? Who did you sit by at lunch?
Yeah.
Who, I mean, just ask them very specific questions. Don't give them the opportunity to kind of weasel out of it. You ask a specific question. You know, what did, you know, tell me something you learned in math class today.
That's not a yes or a no.
Correct. Right. And they have to answer. And I think that as you allow them to speak, you're not there to critique them. You're not there to judge them. You're not there to tell them how they can do everything better. Create just a positive conversation. And then when things might not be positive, you've already started it. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to trust you more to come to you to talk about things that might be more difficult. But you have to open the lines of communication. And that takes setting aside some time and starting baby steps to creating better conversation. Yeah. My favorite thing was to lock my daughter in the car. Like, I'd trap her in the car when she had no ability to.
She can't jump out.
She couldn't jump out. Doors are locked. Windows are up. And that's when I'd just drill the questions.
That is expert advice right
yes,
there.
It is.
We've only got about a minute and a half
okay.
left, but I know you always bring a Bible verse with you.
I do, because God is at the forefront of my life and really needs to be at the forefront of all of our lives. And again, that is what makes the DCC different. So today I brought Isaiah 41, verse 10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteousness right hand. Amen. So I brought that. I'm going to give that to you to put on your desk.
Oh, thank you.
So that one, you think of me in DCC and know that we love you. And that, you know, that's also a great thing for parents and families to do. That if you have a Bible verse or a phrase or something that motivates you as a family, print it out and put it visually where you can see it and remind yourselves that this is what I'm working for every day when I get up.
Yeah, keep it in your eyesight. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for spending some time when I know you are busy getting ready for the new school year. So we'll get you right back to DCC.
Thank you.
But a wonderful school year ahead of you, and we're so glad that you could be here with us in
thank
person.
You.
Again, that's Gretchen Caruso, the president of Du Bois Central Catholic School. We're going to continue those conversations with the rest of our area school districts here on Connect FM for the upcoming contact shows.
Each day in Pennsylvania, there's at least 15,000 children taken from their homes due to abuse or neglect. Foster parents provide homes to these needy children. Lifespan Family Services trains, supports, and compensates foster parents to address this problem. Call Lifespan Family Services today at 375-1314 or drop in at the Du Bois Mall or at Lane Avenue in Punxsutawney. Lifespan Family Services, helping people help children every day. 375-1314.